Welcome into the Phils in 5 podcast. I'm your host, Bretzky. It is Monday, April 4th, 2024, and the Phils had quite a few fans traveled down south for the weekend as they grabbed their first series win of the season, breezing by the Nats Friday and Saturday before frustratingly failing to complete the sweep on Sunday for loss number 11,264 of all time. But still, we're ringing the bell for the Phils. They did secure that all-important series win this weekend in D.C. And let's recap the games. Friday, we got a much improved Aaron Nola from his first time out. He did walk four batters, but allowed just two hits and no runs with four strikeouts after the season opener. We'll take it. The Phils put together a three-run rally in the second, highlighted by Kyle Schwarber's two-run single, and cruised from there with Jose Alvarado polishing off a four-run win. We got a similar spot eventually on Saturday with Jose Alvarado ending it on the mound, saving a 5-2 win on Saturday. This time, the Phils rallied in the third inning with three runs thanks to a huge three-run blast from JT Realmuto. Tough at bat, Harper walks right in front of him, and then JT puts 105.8-mile-per-hour rainbow into the left field bleachers, no doubt about it, off the bat. Ranger and the bullpen were solid, with Joey Gallo's two-run home run the only offense for the Nats. Back-to-back wins for the Phils for the first time all year long, and back to 500 temporarily. Sunday, they had a great chance to win, wrap up the sweep with Christopher Sanchez. He didn't have his best stuff, but he did survive, combined with the bullpen to yield just three runs, but the Phils did not have a whole lot of answers for Mackenzie Gore on offense, and really couldn't get out of their own way on Sunday. Only put up two runs, and they will lose the game 3-2. Tough way to end the series, but at least they did get the series win. All right, our key takeaway from the weekend: the fans remain elite as the Nationals struggle to fill up their stadium. You can see and hear on the broadcast all weekend long that Citizens Bank Park South is back in business. The best fans in baseball. They live in Philadelphia. You gotta love it. All right, some news and notes. The Phils acquired left-handed pitcher Benoni Robles from the Dodgers in exchange for Connor Brogdon, who was designated for assignment last week after he cost us a win, walking in a bunch of guys in extra innings. And on the rehab front, Taiwan Walker threw at the stadium. He's with the team over the weekend. Reportedly looked good. He'll probably progress to rehab games in the near future. And Orion Kerkering is already doing rehab appearances. He looked strong in a rehab game with the minor league team, and he racked up four strikeouts over an inning and two-thirds. He could be back to the big club in about a week. They want to give him a couple days off and then have him throw a couple more times down in the minors before he is cleared. Let's take a quick look around the NL East. The Braves lost Spencer Strider potentially for the rest of the season with an elbow injury, but kept winning games anyway. They swept the Diamondbacks. They host the Mets next. The Mets, they beat the Reds, and now they'll play the Braves. The Nats head out of Philly and to San Francisco for a West Coast trip this week. The Marlins finally got their first win of the year. Congrats, Marlins. They got that win on Sunday, and they'll head to the Bronx for a showdown with the Yankees on Monday. All right, up next for the Phils, Road Series number two takes us to St. Louis to play the Cardinals. Similar offense to last season for the Cards with an aging pitching staff. Monday at 7:45, Spencer Turnbull versus Miles Mikolas. Tuesday at 7:45, Zach Wheeler is going to face Sonny Gray, who's making his first start of the season, fresh off the injured list. He's going to be limited to about 65 pitches, so a great chance for the Phils to get into the bullpen. Wednesday, 1:15 getaway day there. Aaron Nola versus old crusty Lance Wynn, who's going to be pumping fastballs over the plate. Hopefully the Phils are going to bring out their whooping sticks. Then on Thursday, we are back home to face off the Pirates. It's going to be Ranger Suarez versus an exciting rookie, Jared Jones, for the Pirates. He's looked electric, fastball, slider combo so far this year. He's looked just great, and they'll be playing the Pirates over the weekend. We're going to have more on that series on our Friday show, but let's focus first on the Cardinals coming up. And that'll be all we have for you today. A good weekend to get the series win, and we're looking forward to some good baseball in St. Louis this week. All right, have a great weekend, everyone. We'll see you on Friday.